Mary, thanks for joining us. We're here to talk about the Paul Laurence Dunbar Celebration, and it's taking place on the Walk of Fame.
Yes, it's June 27th will be Paul Laurence Dunbar's birthday, and the National Park has really planned a lot of programming for that day, and Wright Dunbar, Inc. has also planned in conjunction with that a Walk the Walk to invite people to come back and walk the Walk of Fame, which is right in front of the National Park building here. We have inductees and families of inductees who are coming back to host their stones on the Walk of Fame. So we think it'll be fun. And there'll be speakers in the theater here at the National Park to talk about Dunbar, to read poetry. And then at 3 o'clock, right in the plaza, weather permitting, we are going to try to set a Guinness record with the most people reading a Paul Laurence Dunbar poem at the same time. 3 o'clock, June 27th, the plaza. If it's raining, we'll go inside the Wright Conference Center.
What is the current record for that?
This is the first time this has ever been done. We registered it online, so this is the start of a competition. It'll also happen, people will read downtown Dayton at Courthouse Plaza and also at the Dunbar House. So we'll have three different locations where the poem will be read.
Great. You mentioned the Walk of Fame and inductees coming back to help with the celebration. Drop some names for us. Who might we see down there?
Well, you might see Ralph and Christine Dahl. They are the founders of the Peace Museum. Bing Davis, who is a nationally and internationally known African-American artist. You will see John Moore Sr., Margaret Peters. Margaret Peters is really I call her the dean of African-American history in the Miami Valley and the region. You'll see about 25 people who have responded that they'll be coming.
Paul Laurence Dunbar, his birthday is actually on the 27th. And just talk a little bit about his legacy and what it means for the Miami Valley.
Paul Laurence Dunbar is one of the most famous of African-American poets. We're so proud in Dayton of having the Dunbar House preserved as a historic site and part of the National Park. It is the first African-American historic house that was ever designated as a state memorial. And it's so haunting almost to go there because it looks just like it looked when he lived and died there.
The event actually continues in a way on the 29th with a progressive dinner. Let's tell people about that.
The National Park is hosting a progressive dinner that starts at the old courthouse downtown, at 6:15 on June 29th. And it moves from the old courthouse to the Dunbar House for an appetizer. It moves to the Wright and Dunbar Interpretive Center for another appetizer and a little program, and then for dinner back to the courthouse. Tickets are still available, and they may be purchased at the Wright Dunbar Interpretive Center or by calling 937-225-7705.
And is that the number where people can get more information for all of the events?
Yes, for all of the events. And they could also go to the National Park website, the Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park website.
The event is the Paul Laurence Dunbar Birthday Celebration on the Walk of Fame. I've been speaking with Mary Matthews with Wright Dunbar, Inc. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jerry, for the invitation.